The deadline to file a bid to finish the late Elijah Cummings' term in Congress passed last week. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports the political analysts say laying the groundwork before a special election in the middle of winter may be tricky.
32 candidates filed a run to replace the Baltimore icon. 8 Republicans and 24 Democrats, including 3 loved ones who spoke at Cummings' funeral. The special election's primary is February 4th. That's just a few months away, and the holiday season, when people are focused on time with their families, is even closer.
So that's the challenge, I think, in such a short time span to actually get on the air, to raise the money where you can actually run ads and those sorts of things.
That's Melissa Deckman, chair of the Political Science Department at Washington College. The political analyst says well-known candidates are more likely to pull off the short-term fundraising this race requires over lesser-known ones, especially in a packed race. Given Elijah Cummings' legacy, Deckman says voters will be looking for a few specific things.
This is Elijah Cummings, who's viewed as a very strong advocate for civil rights, for urban areas. And then, of course, went on to become a nationally recognized critic of the Trump administration and in terms of government oversight. So I think they're looking for someone who could possibly, if not replace him, at least rise to that sort of level of recognition within Congress.
So, she posits, it's likely that Cummings' successor will be a Democrat with strong Baltimore roots. And many studies show people vote on name recognition. So in a tight, short-term race, Deckman says 3 Democratic candidates stand out to her in particular. There's Maya Rockymore Cummings, the policy consultant, former head of Maryland's Democratic Party, and widow of Elijah Cummings. There's Kwesi Umfume, the former head of the NAACP who occupied the 7th District seat before him. And then there's State Senator Jill Carter, a longtime public servant and former public defender with a solid Baltimore following. There are no major polls analyzing any of the candidates yet, but all of them will need to motivate their base to show up.
It's hard enough to get people to vote in primaries, but getting them to come in a special election is even more difficult.
But multiple political analysts say the task of replacing such a mountain of a congressman could mean higher turnout than usual for this special election primary. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.